Preston, Preston, Bostwick, Bostwick, 10/17/24 today, 12/20/67. 56-year-old gentleman comes in complaining of rectal fullness, rectal pain with radiation to the butt cheeks, in quotation, and down the legs, period. New paragraph, he has a history of HIV, he has had HSV in the past, he's currently taking a medication called TRIUMEQ. TRIUMEQ, which is a preventive medication for HIV. His CD4 count has been negative and his virus has been undetectable. Viral RNA load has been undetectable / negative, period. New paragraph, he's had no nausea, vomiting, no hematemesis, hematochezia, no bleeding around his rectum, nothing visible around the rectum except for the symptoms that was mentioned for the past 4 or 5 days, period. He did just come back from Honduras. He was in a mission trip. They were building churches in Honduras. But again, he has no diarrhea except for the discomfort that I mentioned, period. He's had no history of genital warts, but has had HSV in the past. Family history, mom's alive with Alzheimer's, dad's alive with colon cancer. Maintenance, colonoscopy is up to date, times 2. Last one was in November. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he doesn't use IV drugs. Surgeries, ACL repair, left knee, and rhinoplasty. Allergy, codeine, aspirin. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. His weight's 190, stable, 96.02, sat 98.2, 27-2, 115 over 69. Heart positive, swan positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next ridge, every skin shows no rash. Rectal exam is totally negative. There's no inflammation. Hang on, let me finish this. There's no inflammation around the rectum. There's no HSV. There's no evidence of abnormality. The guaiac stool is positive, period. Assessment, number one, rectal pain, number two, guaiac test is positive, number three, his colonoscopy was in November, number four, we're going to send him back for another colonoscopy, see his GI doctor next week, next number, guaiac cards given to do more guaiac cards. Next number, treat for prostatitis, rectal exam also reveals a very boggy prostate. I'm going to try, I'm going to get you from the other door, just wait for me there. I'm going to give him a rosefenogram now. His prostate feels very boggy. I'm going to give him a shot of rosefen, treat him with Cipro. Next number, because of his HSV in the past, before he has a colonoscopy, to visually inspect the area, I'm going to go ahead and treat him with acyclovir 800 three times a day for the next 10 days. Next number, see your GI doctor. Next number, he's had recent blood work. Next number, he'll bring the blood work to me. Next number, findings discussed with him and explained to him. Oh, by the way, his urine analysis today is totally negative. Thank you, as you would expect. Thank you.